这首诗歌是每一位神儿女的故事。
The hymn we just sang, it's the story of every child of God.
以前我迷失在罪途。
I once was lost in sin's dark night.
轻慢阻碍，远离公义正路。
God's love I spurned, I wandered from the right.
但是有一天，主来救了我。
Yet one day he came to rescue me.
使我们把黑夜能够变成白昼。
And turn my darkness into day.
我们下面请金亮弟兄为我们分享他的见证。
And now we'd like to ask Brother Leo to give his personal testimony.
感谢主，可以在这里面为主做见证。
Thank the Lord, I'm here to bear testimony for the Lord.
我是出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was born in a Christian home.
所以呢，我从小就已经信了耶稣。
So I came to know Jesus when I was little.
虽然我是从小信了主。
Even though I believed him since I was little,
但是我的生命其实是一直没有长进的。
Yet my life was not growing.
因为我认为只要拿到一张通往天堂的门票就已经够了。
To me, as long as I have a ticket to heaven, that's enough.
所以每一次我去教会的时候呢，就跟打卡一样。
So when I went to church, it was like a check-in.
聚会还没有结束呢，我就已经跑出去了。
A lot of times I couldn't wait until the end of the meeting, I would just escape.
我就是属于那种表面上是基督徒
So I was an artificial Christian
行出来的却跟基督徒的样子行出来却没有基督徒的样子
I was a Christian but I don't have the manifestation of a Christian
为什么这么说呢
And why did I say that?
因为外邦人做的我也会做甚至比他们更严重
Because I would do a lot of things that non-believers would do and even worse
我在国内上高中的时候
I attended high school in China.
我每天会逃课，也会打架。
I would skip classes. I would pick fights with others.
我可能就是老师和家长心目中的那种坏孩子。
I was probably the troubled student in the eyes of teachers and friends.
感谢神，他没有放弃我。
But I thank God for He did not give me up.
因为父所爱的，他必管教。
Because He would discipline those who He loves.
我们的神也是一样。
Same way with our Father in heaven.
他爱我，所以他管教我。
He disciplines me because he loves me.
先是呢，就是我一开始在学校里面打架，我的耳朵发炎。
And how he disciplined me? First, I got an ear infection after a fight in class.
再来就是我的手受伤，然后缝了六针。
And then I injured my hand and I had 6 stitches.
最后呢，就是我的脚下它长了千日痣。
And lastly, I developed this thousand-day warts, or called verruca vulgaris.
前两次呢，我不认为这是神的管教。
The first two incidents did not really teach me much.
因为我觉得出去打架嘛，那你受伤是难免的。
I didn't regard them to be God's disciplines because I thought, you know, you want to fight with others, it's common to get injured.
那手臂受伤呢，也是我自己造成的。
And the injury on my arm was caused by my own fault.
所以呢，我就觉得这根本就不是神的管教。
So I did not regard them as God's disciplines.
但是最后一次管教，我就真的认识到这是神的管教。
But the last incident, I came to realization that it's God's hand.
因为我的脚底下长满了千日痣。
Because at the bottom of my both feet were full of this thousand-day warts.
因为它长的话还不是长在别的地方，是长在脚底下。
And it was at the bottom of my feet.
所以呢，我没有办法走路。
So I could not walk.
我只能乖乖地待在班上坐着。
Therefore, I could do nothing but sitting in the class.
通常人都是长在手上或者长在什么地方，只有我是长在脚底下。
A lot of people have this problem usually on their hands or anywhere else, not at the bottom of the feet.
当我去看医生的时候
So when I went to the doctor,
医生说没有看过这种情况。
The doctor says this is something I never saw.
没有办法，那怎么办呢？
So there was no way to fix it. What should I do?
那个时候我才想到我应该来到神的面前。
Then that was the first time I realized that I need to come to God for this.
我就跟主说，我说主耶稣，如果你这次真的医治了我。
So I prayed to God, said, Lord Jesus, if you heal me this time.
我就不再逃课了，也不再去打架了。
I promise I will never skip classes, neither will I get into any physical fights.
神呢，他怜悯了我。
And God had mercy on me.
通常这个千日制要一千日，也就是三年才能消除。
By the name of it, it's called a thousand day wart. So it takes a thousand days to get it healed. And that means 3 years or so.
但是呢，我的话，因为我在神面前有悔改，我大概一个月左右，它也就消失了。
And because of my repentance prayer, it was gone in less than a month.
这是我第一次经历到主的恩典。
That was the very first time I experienced God's grace.
从那之后呢，我也乖了很久。
And I was much disciplined after that.
紧接着就是主耶稣把我带来了美国。
And didn't take long, the Lord brought me to the United States.
来美国之后，感谢主把很多好的弟兄姐妹放在我的周围。
And I thank the Lord because He has placed me among many good brothers and sisters.
我很羡慕他们爱主。
I envy how those friends, brothers and sisters love the Lord.
不仅有爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Not only I have these companions who love Jesus.
还有属灵上的长者。
Also I have spiritual seniors who care for me.
主耶稣把很多的人放在我的周围。
In short, God placed a lot of people around me.
我记得当时我在美国的时候，我住的地方，离学校大概有一个小时的车程。
And when I first came to the States, the place I live, the distance between where I live and school, it takes about 1 hour commute.
所以在这个上学的路途中有很长的一段时间。
So I have a lot of time on my way to school every day.
所以在这么长的时间里面，我记得当时是每天会跟 Michelle 阿姨会在车上有读经有祷告。
So in that 1 hour commute, Auntie Michelle and I would spend time praying and read the Word of God.
我这幼小的生命呢，也开始慢慢的长大。
And gradually my immature spirit life starts to grow.
我记得之前我在聚会的时候是坐不住的。
I remember when I was in China, I could not sit through the entire meeting in church.
现在聚会的时候呢，我会有祷告，也会很感动。
Now, when I sit in the meeting, I will feel moved and I will pray.
这不是被逼的，是我觉得是真的有感动。
I was not pressured to pray, but I really was moved.
在我属灵的道路上也有一个忘年之交，就是林奈阿姨。
And I also have this a spiritual friend who is beyond my age.
也是阿姨 Michelle 阿姨的妹妹。
Her name is Sister Lynette, also the younger sister of Sister Michelle.
小阿姨是一个癌症患者。
And Auntie Lynette is a cancer survivor.
但是她对我非常的好。
And she loved me very much.
那个时候我刚来美国。
And I just came to the States not for too long at a time.
所以那个时候我的英文也不是很好。
So my English was very poor.
他呢每天会帮助我在功课上面，他会帮助我。
And then Sister Lynette would spend time help me with my schoolwork.
有什么好的东西呢？他也会想到我。
And if she had any good snacks, she would think of me.
我呢是每天在他晚上睡觉之前也会为他读圣经和唱诗歌。
And also I would spend time reading Bible to her, singing hymns to her before she slept every night.
所以我们一直是那种相互扶持的一个关系。
So we're like a spiritual friend who support one another.
在属灵的道路上。
On the spiritual journey.
我还是会有起伏。
You know, I do have my fluctuations.
就比如说之前我在美国读高中的时候
For example, when I was in high school here
我跟老师就发生了矛盾
There was one day I ran into a problem, confrontation with my teacher in school
老师就打电话给了 Michelle 阿姨
So that teacher called Auntie Michelle
当时是这样一个情况
And here's the situation
Michelle 阿姨当时是陪着小阿姨在急诊
When my teacher called Michelle, she was with Sister Lynette in emergency in a hospital.
但是就是在这个时候，老师就是因为我的事情而去打电话给 Michelle 阿姨。
Because of my confrontation with my teacher was upset, so she called Auntie Michelle.
让我很感动的是
What really moved me very much was
小阿姨当时是因为她从床上掉到地上，然后她的楼骨有出血。
And Sister Lynette was sent to emergency room that day because she had a fall at home and her head hit the ground and had some bleeding issues, so she was rushed to the hospital.
所以她的身体是非常的虚弱的。
So her physical condition was very fragile that day.
但是就是在这个时候呢，她还给我发讯息。
But even in her fragile condition, she sent me a voice text.
她说，亲爱的金亮。
And in her voice message, she said, Dear Leo,
你要好好的。
Be good.
小阿姨爱你。
I love you.
And 耶稣也爱你。
And Jesus loves you.
我仔细一想。
And upon hearing that, I thought.
他们这么忙。
They were so busy in the hospital.
我还这么让他们操心。
I still caused their concern and worried them.
然后我整个人他就安静了下来。
So I was able to quiet down.
所以我就感觉每一次当我要快要偏离的时候
So I really sense a situation that every time when I was about to go astray
耶稣他都会接着很多的人过来提醒我
The Lord always will remind me through people around me
同样在去年十一月份的时候我已经完成了所有的大学申请
Another example is last November after I submit all the college application
在我提交完所有的申请之后呢我整个人也是比较放松的
And after that I was very relaxed
所以我整个人又开始走向了一个不好的一个方向
Again I started to go astray
但是疫情让我没有办法出门
But the pandemic came into being and I could not go out of the house anymore
在很多人来看这个疫情有可能困住了我们
and to a lot of people the pandemic just confined us at home
但是疫情对于我来说它的确是一种保护
but to me the pandemic was a protection to me
在我记得在隔离的初期的时候我还是很浮躁的
and in the beginning of the pandemic I was kind of anxious at home
并且生活上没有内容很散漫
And I was living very loosely as well.
我会打游戏打到凌晨。
I will be on the computer game all night long.
然后睡到中午才起床。
And slept in until noon.
接着又上线继续打游戏。
And once I got up, I get online and play the computer games again.
但是没有多久之后。
But it didn't take long.
我心里面就会有一个感动说这样是不对的。
I start to feel that this is a wrong way of living.
就好像主他又重新在我里面有教导的工作。
It was like the Lord who was in me was teaching me.
让我有一个愿意的心，愿意把当时的生活方式去改变一下。
And caused me to incur this willingness to change my lifestyle.
所以我就跟平日比较亲近的伙伴来提议说。
So I talked to my the spiritual companions who are close to me.
说让我们每天早上一起来亲近主。
So why don't we get up early and have morning devotion together?
结果大家呢也都附议了。
And everybody agreed.
现在呢我每天早上会跟弟兄姐妹一起晨更。
So every morning now I will get up and have morning devotion with brothers and sisters online.
白天我也会跟着我的学习计划来按时学习。
And also I designed a learning curriculum for myself and I will do accordingly during the daytime.
晚上也会跟大家一起有读经祷告的时间。
And every night after dinner, we will have some time to read the Word of God and pray.
所以我现在的生活，相比较之前来说，我现在已经充实很多。
Therefore, I feel my life is very full now.
在疫情期间呢，大学申请也已经放榜了。
And during this pandemic season, my application result came out.
靠着主奇妙的恩典。
And by God's amazing grace,
像我这样不爱学习的孩子
someone who is like me, who doesn't like to study,
因着主的带领
and because of his leading,
一点一点的成长
I was able to grow little by little.
今年秋天我也进入了 UC 圣地亚哥大学读书
and I have been admitted to go to UC San Diego this fall.
如今我回头看
and looking back,
我才体会到神丰盛的恩典
I truly realized the abundant grace of God.
我就感觉到神他不仅要拯救我
And I realized not only he wants to save me,
他还要把一个永远的生命赐给我
But he wants to give to me an everlasting life.
他盼望我在这个生命当中能够有成长
He hopes that I will grow in this everlasting life.
成熟地享受他一切的丰富
So that I can enjoy his abundance like a mature person.
所以我特别感谢主这一路上对我的保守和带领。
So I'm very thankful for the Lord's leading and the protection.
亲爱的朋友
My dear friend,
我不知道你们的心境现在是如何
I don't know where you are and how you are right now.
但是我知道神爱你
But one thing I know is that God loves you.
他也要把他的生命赐给你
And he wants to give you his everlasting life.
并且他要让你经历到他丰盛的恩典
And he also wants you to experience his full grace.
愿你得着他。
And my wish is that you can have him too.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在我们弟兄身上真的做了何等奇妙的工作。
For he has surely done a marvelous work on our brother.
我们相信今天早上每一位我们能够听见这样的信息，这样的见证。
And I believe that everyone heard of his testimony today.
主也要来拯救你。
That you know that God wants to rescue you too.
请我们一起来读圣经，提摩太前书第一章第十五节和第十六节。
Let us read a passage together. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners,Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who will believe on him and receive eternal life.
保罗他说在罪人中他是个罪魁。
Paul says he was the worst among all sinners.
其实我们若真的来到主面前都要承认我是一个罪人。
The fact is actually every one of us has to admit that I am a sinner.
但是我蒙了怜悯蒙了恩典。
Yet great mercy has been shown to me. I have been blessed.
因为主耶稣降世他要来拯救我这个罪人。
Because Jesus Christ has come into the world so that I can be saved.
他要叫我们得着永远的生命。
And he desires for us to have the everlasting life.
我们再来读提前第二章第四节到第六节。
Let us read on 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4.
他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价。
Who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all the men.
那这段我们能够看得到只有一位神。
Here it says there's only one God.
那这位神他愿意万人都能够得救。
And this God wants all men to be saved.
为了要拯救人，他必须差他独生的儿子来到地上。
And in order to save all the men, he has to send his one and only son into the world.
那这位神的儿子只有他是中保。
And this Son of God is the only mediator.
他降世为要拯救世人。
And he has come to rescue all.
然后呢，他舍了自己，成为那个赎价。
And he gave himself as ransom for all.
满足父神所有公义的要求。
In order to satisfy all the requirements of God's righteousness.
他要来拯救我们。
Jesus wants to save us.
我们需要回转来到神的面前。
Therefore, we need to turn around and come back to God.
相信接受他为我们做成一切救赎的工作。
To believe, to accept everything he has done for us.
他要把永远的生命赐给我们。
He wants to give us his eternal life.
首先我们看见只有一位神。
First of all, we need to realize there is only one God.
那这位神是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
And this God creates entire universe.
他能做人所不能做的事情。
He is able to do things that man's hand cannot do.
我们刚刚听见金良弟兄他讲到一位小阿姨。
And in Leo's testimony, he mentioned this auntie Lynette.
那 Lynette 呢就是 Michelle 的妹妹。
And Auntie Lynette is the younger sister of Michelle.
那一年她在台湾生了很重的病。
I remember she was very, very ill in Taiwan.
她是末期的卵巢癌。
And was the final stage of for ovarian cancer.
她是末期的肝硬化。
And also, her liver has been hardened.
所以呢，那个时候她肝衰竭、肾衰竭、胃出血。
So many organs start to stop functioning. Her stomach, her liver, her kidney, everything.
那她大概有差不多两个月是昏迷或者是半昏迷的状态。
For about 2 months long, she was in and out of coma.
Michelle 回到台湾去照顾她妹妹。
So Sister Michelle flew back to Taiwan to take care of her.
主感动她要把她妹妹从台湾带到美国来。
While taking care of her sister, she felt a prompting from the Lord that she needs to bring Lynette to the United States.
后来我也回去。
And also, I joined her later.
那我一看到她的情形。
When I saw Lynette's condition,
她全身都是积水。
And she was so floated, she was swollen.
那个重量大概是230多磅。
And because of all this water weight, her weight was about 230 pounds.
那一点力气都没有。
And she was very weak.
那坐起来都没有办法。
She could hardly sit up.
所以我看的时候我想说这怎么有可能呢？
So when I saw her condition, I thought it was impossible to bring her back to the States.
但是神说可以的。
But when God says she can,
我们问好几个医生。
And we even asked doctor's opinion.
那每一个医生他们的反应都是这怎么可能呢？
Every doctor was like, it's impossible.
她不可能坐飞机的。
There's no way she can get on the international flight.
她活到现在都是神迹了。
It is already a miracle that she still lives.
后来我回去大概十天的时间。
And about 10 days after I joined Michelle in Taiwan,
我们真的坐飞机来到美国。
We indeed took her back to the States.
神做人所不能做的事情。
God is able to do things that man cannot.
到了美国第二天我们就到 USC 的医院去。
And the following day after she arrived, we went to USC Keck Hospital.
那位癌症的医生。
And the cancer specialist looked at her.
看到她的情形，看到她的这些病例。
Reviewed her records and looked at her condition.
他说：“你怎么会还活着？”
And his question was like, "How could you be still alive?"
神让她回来美国，又有一年多的时间。
And God brought her back to the United States. She lived here for another year or so.
那她的属灵情形有一个复兴。
And her spiritual condition was revived.
那她也服侍弟兄姐妹。
And she was even able to serve other brother or sister.
她服侍了金亮。
For example, she was even able to serve someone like Leo.
有一位神。
And there is one God
创造宇宙万有的主宰
who has created entire universe
只有一位神
and there is only one God
而这位神他爱我们
and this one God loves us
他爱我们爱到一个地步
he loves us to an extent
要我们和他所有的丰富和他所有的荣耀是能够有份的
he wants to share all his fullness all his glory
他爱我们，他要来拯救我们。
Because he loves so much, he wants to save us.
因为我们知道世人都犯了罪。
Because we know all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
罪从亚当和夏娃进到了这个世界。
Sin came into this world through Adam and Eve.
然后我们今天看见整个人类的情形。
And look at the condition of man today.
充满了罪恶，充满了败坏。
Full of sin, full of filthiness.
没有办法将神的荣耀能够彰显出来。
Man can no longer manifest God's glory.
神爱我们。
But God loves us.
他要来拯救我们。
So he wants to rescue us.
但是我们知道神是公义的神。
But on the other hand, our God is a righteous God.
他不能就这样子因为爱就算我们是没有罪的。
And he cannot count us without sin just because he loves us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他差遣他独生的儿子为我们来到地上。
So he sent his one and only son into this world.
主耶稣他降世为人。
So Lord Jesus came into the world.
那这段圣经里我们看见。
And we see in this passage.
他降世为要 拯救罪人。
That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
主来了。
The Lord came.
他道成了肉身。
He was the Word that became flesh.
他在地上的时候，人看见他，或者他彰显出来，他就是一个完全的人。
And when he was on earth as a man, when people look at him, he was indeed a complete man.
但是他在地，他仍旧在天。
Yeah, even though he was physically on earth, but he was also in heaven.
他又是完全的神。
And he also was a complete God.
只有他能够成为神和人中间的中保。
Only he can become the mediator between God and man.
今天他来了。
He has come.
为要拯救罪人。
To save sinners.
圣经告诉我们说，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
And the Bible tells us the Son of Man has come to seek those who was lost.
过去我们迷失了。
We were lost before.
多少人在那里问很多的问题。
And a lot of people have all kinds of questions.
我是从哪里来的？
Where did I come from?
我到底要往哪里去？
And where am I going?
在历史上，你看多少的哲学家、宗教家，他们想要来解答这些人的问题。
And many scholars, many philosophers try to answer that question.
但是没有一个人，没有一个智慧人，他们真正的能够来认识。
But no one was wise enough that can really know this.
主耶稣来了。
But Jesus has come.
他来寻找拯救世上的人。
He has come to seek and save who are lost.
从前我们真的是失落了。
Indeed, we were the lost ones.
当人离开了神。
When we departed from God.
因为罪不能来到神的面前。
Because of our sin, we can no longer go to God.
我们真的不知道人在地上活着的意义和价值是什么。
Without God to a point, we just don't know anymore what is the meaning of my life.
因为人离开了神在人身上那个永远的心意。
Because we drift away from the eternal purpose that God has designed for us.
所以人是很彷徨的。
Therefore, we are lost.
人里面是很痛苦的。
And we are in pain.
不知道从哪里来，不知道要往哪里去。
Because we don't know where did we come from and where are we going.
赚得全世界，但却丧掉自己的生命。
We can make money and earn the whole world, yet we cannot save our lives.
有些人早一点他领悟过来，有一些晚一点领悟过来。
Some people realize that fact earlier, some later.
但是无论怎么样，这都没有办法来拯救人。
But doesn't matter about the timing of our realization. No one could save themselves.
只有这位神的儿子来。
Only when this Son of God came.
人子来拯救寻找那些世上的人。
The Son of Man has come into the world to seek and save what was lost.
他来，他不是来招义人。
He has not come to call the righteous.
他是来招罪人。
But the sinners.
我们上次有分享过，真的有病的人才需要医生。
And we shared with you before, only sick people need doctors.
康健的人用不着医生。
A healthy person does not need a doctor.
什么时候我们承认我是一个病人？
Whenever we acknowledge that I am a sick person.
我愿意来到主的面前。
Then I will be willing to come to my Lord.
他来医治我们一切的病。
And he will be willing to heal us of our sicknesses.
他要来拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
但是我亲爱的朋友。
But my dear friend.
我们讲到说神爱世界上每一个人。
We talk about how God loves everyone.
但是神他是公义的。
But also he is righteous.
所以他差他的儿子来。
So he has sent his only son.
儿子来，神的儿子要来寻找拯救世上的人。
To seek and save those who are lost.
他来寻找我们。
He has come to seek us.
但是他必须满足父神所有公义的要求。
But in order to find us and save us, he needs to satisfy God's righteousness requirement.
所以这边讲到说他舍自己成为那个赎价。
That's why he need to give himself up as a ransom for all.
在诗篇第四十九篇的第七节和第八节。
And in Psalms 49, verses 7 and 8.
这边讲到说，一个也无法赎自己的弟兄，也不能替他将赎价给神。
No man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him.
叫他长远活着，不见朽坏，因为赎他生命的价值极贵，只可永远罢休。
The ransom for life is costly. No payment is ever enough.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short the glory of God.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
There's no single righteous man, not even one.
犹太人没有一个因着行律法能够被称义的。
No Jews could have been justified by complying with the requirements of the law.
世界上没有一个人照着我们的行为，我们能够这样子来到神的面前。
And no one can come to God according to his own behavior.
只有神的儿子来。
Only the Son of God.
他满足了父神所有公义的要求。
When he came into the world, he fully satisfied God's requirements of righteousness.
他是完全圣洁，他是完全公义的。
He was absolutely holy and absolutely righteous.
在他道成肉身在地上。
When he was a man.
虽然人看他好像没有什么外面的叫人来羡慕。
Even outwardly, he really doesn't have any condition that causes people to envy.
但是他在肉身里将这位荣耀的神彰显出来，表明出来。
Yet in his flesh as a man, he was able to manifest this glorious God.
他受审判。
When he was judged,
这些审判官在他身上找不出任何的罪来。
The judge could not find any fault on him.
但是他是站在我们罪人的地位。
But because he was standing at the position of us sinners,
他不单受人的审判。
Not only he was judged by man,
他受神的审判。
He was also judged by God.
最严厉的审判。
That was the most severe judgment.
最大的痛苦临到主的身上。
And the greatest agony came upon the Lord.
因为他亲身担当我们的罪。
Because he picked up and carried our sins personally.
为我们死，却死在十字架上。
He died for us, a death upon the cross.
那一天他身体为我们裂开。
And his body was broken.For us.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
And his precious blood shed for us.
他的生命为我们倾倒。
He poured out his soul life for us.
那是超凡美丽的生命。
Oh, that supreme and beautiful life of Jesus.
他的生命献在神的面前。
And that life was offered up, presented to God.
那是一个何等贵重的赎价。
That was a costly ransom.
世界上没有任何其他的人能够付这样的赎价。
And that was a price no one in this world could afford.
今天父神的心满足了。
Therefore, the Father's heart was satisfied.
他的公义能够成就了。
Therefore, he was able to give us justification.
所以他能够赦免我们的罪。
That's why God could forgive us.
这个赎价何等的贵重。
And how costly that ransom is.
是我们的主他舍命做多人的赎价。
It was achieved through our Lord Jesus who gave his life as a ransom for all.
当保罗讲到说在罪人中我是个罪魁。
So when Paul says I am the worst of sinners.
然后我蒙了怜悯。
Even I have been shown great mercy.
我们说呢他可能是最坏的人。
Then we might regard him as the worst of all.
但是我们知道保罗在律法上他自己说他是没有可以指责的地方。
Yeah, we also heard Paul saying according to requirements of law, he was without blemish.
在他不认识神的时候。
That was when he did not know God.
他以为他在侍奉神。
He thought he was serving God by doing what he was doing.
他逼迫杀害这些基督徒。
Which was to persecuting and killing Christians.
是今天我们不是从在保罗身上在道德上他做了很多犯罪的事，所以他是一个罪人。
Yes, today we don't judge Paul and determine he was the worst of sinners because what he did morally wrong.
因为是他不认识神。
But because he did that when he did not know God.
他说罪人中我是个罪魁。
So he said, among all sinners, I am the worst.
然而我蒙了怜悯。
But even that, great mercy has been shown to me.
亲爱的朋友，
Oh, my dear friend,
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他要来拯救我们。
He wants to save us.
他要来拯救你。
He wants to save you.
主耶稣为你付了重价。
He has paid for a great price for you.
今天要买你回来归给他。
And he wants to redeem you back to him.
但是我们需要回到他的面前。
And but we need to do something, which is to return to him.
我们知道在主那边所有救赎的工作今天已经完成了。
We know as far as God is concerned, he has completed the redemption work.
但是神不能说因为他的工作完成了就自动的赦免所有的人。
But God cannot just automatically forgive everyone just because he finished the redemption work.
需要我们愿意来接受。
It takes us to show our acceptance.
好像我们知道神那边工作都完成了。
Yes, to God, everything is done.
所有的拦阻除去了。
All the hindrances have been removed.
他把他儿子好像一个贵重的礼物，他说我要赐给你们。
God has prepared for us that precious gift, his son, to us.
那但是呢，他却不能勉强我们。
Yet he cannot force us to take it.
今天他在这里邀请所有的人。
Instead, he sent out an invitation to all men.
主说我在寻找拯救那些世上的。
The Lord says, I am seeking and I want to seek and save those who are lost.
主在那里呼召呼唤那些劳苦担重担的。
The Lord is calling those who are heavily laden.
他说你可以到我这里来。
He said, come to me.
我要让把一个真的安息赐给你。
So that I can give you rest.
我们离开了神，里面没有安息。
Apart from God, there is no true peace.
里面是彷徨的，是痛苦的。
And will be full of anxiety and pain.
住在那里呼召你们到我这里来。
And the Lord Jesus is calling us, come to me.
我要让你得着安息。
Let me give you rest.
我要让你享受这个安息。
I want you to enjoy a peace.
他要把平安把喜乐赐给我们。
He wants to give to you his peace and his joy.
哦，亲爱的朋友。
Oh, my dear friend.
愿意早上你也听见主在你的里面向你发出呼召。
And I hope you hear the calling from the Lord this morning.
我们承认我是一个罪人。
Acknowledge that we are sinners.
我们就有一个机会说主啊我需要得拯救。
Then we have a chance to cry out to him, said the Lord, I need to be saved.
因为人子来他不是来招义人，他是来招罪人的。
Because the Son of Man has come not to seek the righteous,but to seek the sinners.
当我们承认，我就愿意回转到主的面前。
As long as we are willing to confess, we can come back to God.
然后主说，你就接受，你就能够得着。
And the Lord says, just accept what I prepare for you, then you can have it.
接受他为我们所做成一切的工作。
Just accept everything that Jesus has done for us.
接受他成为我们的救主。
Just accept Jesus as our Savior.
这是我们一生最大的福分。
And this is the greatest blessing in our life.
哦，这一位何等奇妙的主。
Oh, what a wonderful Savior.
爱我们，为我们舍命。
He loves us and he gave his life for us.
他舍了他自己成为那个赎价。
He gave his life as a ransom for us.
啊，这位奇妙的主，他要与我们同在，与我们同行。
And he desires to be with us every moment and walk with us in our life.
在一生的窄路与我们同过。
Along life's narrow way, he wants to be our companion.
而且他把那永远的盼望赐给我们。
Also, he has given to us this everlasting hope.
他带我们回到神永远的心意。
And he wants to bring us back to the eternal purpose of God.
今天我们不再是彷徨地活在地上。
So we no longer have to live without him.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Instead, we have a sure hope of glory.
哦，今天主就住在我们的里面。
And this Lord can live in our hearts.
今天我们时刻可以来到这位神的面前。
So we can come to this wonderful God anytime.
得蒙恩惠，得连续，做我们随时的帮助。
To receive his grace and mercy to be our timely help.
亲爱的朋友，
Oh, my dear friend.
今天早间是一个何等宝贵的机会。
What a precious opportunity this is.
我们在这里何等的盼望，你也能够相信 接受他成为你的救主。
How we wish you can also accept and believe this wonderful Savior to be yours.
因着信，我们所有的罪得着赦免。
By believing in Him, our sins are forgiven.
因着信，我们得着了永远的生命。
And by faith, we can receive His everlasting life.
以前我迷失在罪途。
Yes, I was lost in sin before.
轻慢阻碍，远离公义正路。
And I spurned God's love.I wander from the right.
但是主来拯救了我们。
But the Lord has come to ransom.
我们真是永远也想不到。
And we can never imagine.
我们怎么会蒙这么大的恩典？
How could I receive such a great grace?
我们一生要来歌唱，要来赞美，来感谢我们的主。
And I shall sing and praise and thank my Lord all the days of my life.
我们再来唱这首诗歌，他救了我。
Let's sing the song one more time.He ransomed me.
我们在唱的时候，
and when we sing this hymn,
你打开心，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Our hope is that you will open up your heart to welcome Him in.
你可以，不管你在哪里，你一个人，或者跟你的同伴在一起，或者你的家人。
And doesn't matter where you are. You may be at home, maybe with your friends or family.
你可以举起手来。
You can raise your hand.
只有神在这里看见你。
Only God can see.
你可以跪下来。
You can kneel down.
神看见你的心。
God sees your heart.
你说主，我需要你。
Just say, Lord, I need you.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我感谢你为我付了赎价。
I thank you for pay the ransom for me.
我接受你成为我的救主。
I want to accept you as my Savior.
你赦免我所有的罪。
Please forgive me of my sin.
我愿意来到你的面前。
I am coming to you.
我们在唱的时候，
When we sing this hymn again,
盼望每一位我们都这样子把我们的心打开。
Hope everyone open your heart.
接受他成为我们的救主。
Accept Jesus as your Savior.
他救了我们。
He ransoms me.
以前我迷失在罪途，轻慢阻碍，远离公义正路。我真不知为何拒绝，舍身了血，爱我灵的耶稣。
救了我，
从最终释放我，他释放我，
在各个他
为我付上代价，付上代价，
我一切罪主已完全赦免，使我黑点变为白种。
我真永远梦想不到我能得到这样平安喜乐，基督已拯救我灵魂，也能救我胜过一切罪恶。
他救了我，
救了我，从最终释放我，他释放我，
在哥哥他
为我付上代价，付上代价，
我一切罪主已完全赦免，
完全赦免，
使我黑夜变为白昼。
亲爱的朋友
，My dear friend。
主耶稣他今天也要来拯救你。
The Lord Jesus wants to save you today.
我们把心打开，
Just open up your heart.
接受他成为我们的救主。
Welcome him to be your savior.
赎价已经付了，
The ransom has been paid in full.
他爱我们，
Jesus loves us.
今天圣灵在你里面来感动，
The Holy Spirit is prompting in your heart right now.
神在你的里面在这里呼唤，
And God is calling you.
哦，回到他的面前，
Come back to me.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
God loves us, and He loves us all the way to the end.
我们来到主面前，一起有一个祷告。
Let us come to God and have a prayer.
我带你做一个祷告。
Allow me to lead you into a prayer.
我祷告一句，请你跟着我祷告一句。
Please repeat after me.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, I thank you.
你爱我。
Because you love me.
为我舍命。
And you gave your life for me.
为我付了赎价。
And you paid the ransom for me.
今天我愿意来到你的面前。
I'm willing to come to you now.
我心里相信。
I believe with my heart.
神已经叫你从死里复活。
That God has raised you from the dead.
我口里承认。
And I confess with my mouth.
耶稣基督是主。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
你是我的救主。
You are my Savior.
你是我的主。
And you are my God.
你是我的神。
And you are my Lord.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
I thank you, Lord.
愿你保守我。
Please keep me.
一生跟随你。
To be with you all the days of my life,
一生荣耀你。
To glorify you,
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
感谢主，愿主祝福我们每一位。
Thank the Lord, may the Lord bless each and every one of us.
在这样疫情的阶段，求主真的用他的平安来护卫我们。
May the Lord surround us with His peace in this pandemic time.
我们也欢迎每一位呢，能够参加各个小组在线上的聚会。
And we welcome you, my friend, to join us in our Zoom meetings.
那如果你愿意，你可以把电邮发给我们。
And if you're willing, you can send us an email.
感谢主，主保守我们，祝福每一位。
May the Lord bless each one of you.